This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Rotlieb. Women are outpacing men these days in attaining a college education and advanced degrees. This is noted in U.S. Census Bureau data for 2017. But in one critical area, women and people of color are lagging behind. Less than a third of undergraduate economics majors and PhD students are women, and fewer than 1% of PhD economists identify as Black, Latino, or Native American. This despite diversity initiatives in other technical professions like computer science. But there is an effort underway via a new pilot program involving several colleges to get more women and people of color into the economics pipeline. And it's had some promising results. We're going to talk about those results now with economics professor at Middlebury College, Erin Walcott. Erin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So do we know first, before we talk about this pilot program, what is keeping women and minority groups from studying economics?
Yeah, a lot of things, we think. We're still in the process of uncovering what those things are. But the economics profession has a severe diversity problem that starts with the undergraduate major. And then moving forward, if you want to be a research economist, you go and get a PhD. And you become an assistant professor or professor or move on into policy work. And all along the way, women and underrepresented ethnic and racial minority groups kind of drop out. And so we call this the leaky pipeline. And here at Middlebury College, we're concerned with the first step of that leaky pipeline, the undergraduate degree, because Middlebury College is primarily an undergraduate institution. And elite liberal arts schools send a disproportionate number of students onto PhD programs. And so our types of institutions can really focus on the beginning of the problem. Why are females and people of color less likely to take an economics class, less likely to major in it, and are really less likely to pursue economics?
So tell me about how you conducted this experiment involving some emails that were sent out to get women and people of color more interested in taking an economics course.
So what we did was we are targeting students even before they set foot on college campus. Our sample population, incoming students at Middlebury College who are female or from historically underrepresented ethnic and racial minorities. And so for half of these students, we sent emails. And these emails read something like this: "We, the economics department, welcome you. We hope you start by taking an introductory economics class." And then we link a bunch of resources, videos, articles about all the cool things you can do with an economics major. So we did that for half of these students. And then the other half is our control group, where we didn't send any emails. In our control group, 15% of this population took an economics course in their first semester. In the group that received these emails, 18%. And so that's a 20% increase in the likelihood that an underrepresented student takes an economics class in their first semester.
That's really interesting, because it seems like it's operating on the principle of, if you just show somebody that this option exists and give just a little bit of encouragement, you know, "We hope you'll take an economics class," it's almost as if folks are seeing that and saying, "Oh, I hadn't thought of that before. I think I will." I mean, that may be simplifying it too much, but is that the intent here?
Yeah, we think that is what's going on. And some more evidence pointing in that direction is when we identify which of these students are first-generation college students, the effects are even larger. They were 11 percentage points more likely to take an economics class in their first semester. And so I think that signals that, you know, a first-generation student might not have a family member at home who says, "Oh, I took an economics course in college and I really enjoyed it. You should try it." So it seems like this is an information story, that some students just don't have the information about what an economics degree or even a course in economics really is.
Erin, why do you feel it's important to have a diversity among people who are studying economics at colleges like Middlebury?
So people from different backgrounds, different lived experiences, care about different things. There's some research out there that shows that when polling PhD economists about their opinions on inequality or government regulation, men and women answer these questions differently. Right now, we have a pretty homogeneous group as research economists. You know, we're only answering a subset of questions, and we might not be answering all the questions that are relevant to the general public. And so by increasing the diversity in the economics profession, we're going to be asking more questions that are more relevant to society.
Aaron Wolcott is an economics professor at Middlebury College. Thank you so much for telling us about this pilot program. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.